Good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel. And we're starting at the bottom of Pei Bet. Just quickly go back on Pei Bet, Tamud Bet. Dedicate the Shir, in Shmat, starting this war, to him, Shavu for Shtema, and the people who've died, Ili for the Neshoma. Chatufim, we mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Enat, and Hirsch Ben Berochana, have a sort of vote for them, and all the other Chayalim and Chatufim. Please God, you should have Yeshua. Okay. So we saw here that we had a problem over here with the Mishnah. The Mishnah was that the Tanakamu, Rabbi Meir, said that if you're moving a barrel from one place to another place and it breaks, so talk about a person who's a Shomer HaDeh. If you're a Shomer, right, you're looking off somebody's stuff, and now you're going to move his barrel of wine from one corner. You want to clean it, or you want to get your books, whatever the case, or get something behind where the cupboard is, where behind where he was. And you move it to another corner, and it breaks. So the question is now, are you chayev or not you chayev? And we said there, the Tanakamish, we may have said, Ben Shomer Chinam, Ben Shomer Sachar Yishava, makes a shvua. Our big question was, how does a person in the Shomer Sachar make a shvua? Shomer Chinam is one who makes a shvua, because he's chayev in pshay, negligence. A Shomer Sachar is chayev for Gneva Vaveda. Now, if it breaks, it's the same as Aved, it's the same as breaking. Getting lost. So he should be chayev. Where does negligence fall into it? Even if he wasn't negligent, he should be chayev. That was our problem. We saw that Rabbi Eliezer said that he knows that this is the case. Also heard that, but it's a bit difficult to understand. Then we saw Machloket, where the Gemara brought the case of here and said, or we say that Rabbi Meir says that Nitka lo posheya, that Nitka, if he slips, he's not a posheya. But didn't we see in a brighter Nishpa Kadov Lo Silko with the camel and the cut, etc. Rimei says that he is a posheya. So we got a bit of a stereo between the two cases. Answer number one we saw was Rabbi Elazar, the Amori. He said, Tavra, it's a problem, it's a stereo, and therefore change the versions, Misha Shana Zor, Lo Shana Zor, right? Change these shittas around. And it's not the theory of Rabbi Meir, they're two different Makorot, two different talents who said what he said, and therefore different opinions. And then the Gemara said, after Rabbi Yudah Lemeimar, Rabbi Yudah came along and tried to explain it his way. He said, a Shomer Chinam will make a Shvua, and also a Sachar will pay. That's a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because each one's got their own din. And then Rabbi Eliezer, he explained Rabbi Meir, saying it's not a Stira, and really they're different stories. And then comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and he said that the Gemara is not Rabbi Meir, it's a Halacha Zot Lakim. However, to me, Ani, because how can the guy make a shvua? And then we asked the question, Gemara said, Bishlam, even a Shomer Chinam, we understand, can make a shvua, that he wasn't a Poshaya, but a Shomer Sachar, how can he make a shvua? Because even if he had a shvua, he's got to pay, even if he wasn't a Poshaya, so he's got to pay, like we said. And then we asked the question, even a Shomer Chinam, who has to make a shvua, that he wasn't negligent, will depend under the circumstance. You don't make a shvua in any given circumstances. He said, we understand, Tainach in a Makom Midron, right? Whether it's a slippery area, that there, if it's a slopey situation, that he can make a shvua, right? That he wasn't negligent. He was just walking downhill and he tripped because it was hard to walk. But if it wasn't in a slope, he was walking uphill. So even then, how could he make a shvua that he wasn't negligent? I mean, at the end of the day, if you're walking uphill, the only way you trip is if you're negligent. You can't say, I slipped because it was a slope, a heavy slope. You're walking uphill. So you obviously be negligent. And then the Gemara went even one step further and said, now even this idea, this is like a real limitation, right, on Rabbi Elazar, of Rabbi Elazar, like he was like not on Rabbi Elazar himself. He's saying, how can you make a shvua if you're a Shomer Sachar? Even a Shomer Chinam, their limitation, said, even Makom Midron, even if he's walking down a downhill, we understand that he could fall, and there makes us sure that he wasn't negligent by tripping. It was just beyond his circumstance. It was honest. So that's all very nice. There's no proof, and therefore he has to make a shvua. But listen to this. The Gemara throws in now a very important halacha. That even this concept we've been saying all along in the Bavas, that a shomer chinam makes a shvua that he wasn't a poshe and he's patur, says the Gemara over here, that's only where there isn't a raya. If there aren't aidim, there isn't witnesses. Look at Rashi, b'makom aidim mitzuyin. Aval heche de'ika raya. But if there are witnesses around, so neiti raya v'nifta, you can't make a shvua. Shvua means you take a sefer Torah in your hand and you mention Hashem's name. That's only when that's the last resort. But if there are witnesses who saw that you weren't a poshaya, go bring witnesses and let them give eidut that you weren't a poshaya. Why make a shvua? Okay, so we see now that even a shomer chinam is limited on how you can make a shvua. A shomer sachar makes a shvua. And how do we know that you've got to bring witnesses before you run too quickly, make sure that shvua isn't your first resort? The Tanya quotes a Gemara, quotes a Brayta, but Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, right, Ki Yiten Shrei L'chamor Shor Oseh, when you give someone to look after, V'chol Be'ma Lishmor to God for you, or mate, and it dies, or Nishbar, or it breaks, or Nishbar, or it's taken captive, it's stolen. Ein Ro'eh, no one sees you. Then what does the Pasuk say? What? I'm now on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, in the third lines, where the Gemara brings the Brayta that Rabbi Isi Ben Yehuda says, that this idea of a Shvua, and you quote the Pasuk here in Mishpatim, it says when you give something to God, the Pasuk says, Ein Ro'eh. And then, Ein Ro'eh, no one can see, Shvuat Hashem, Tiyeh Ben Shlem, then you make a Shvua. The Gemara says, when is that? Ha, yeah, that's only when there's Ein Ro'eh, when there's no people who can prove it for you. Aval ha yesh ro'eh, the fourth narrow line on top of the Amud. Ha yesh ro'eh, people can see. Yavi ra'eh ve'yifater, bring your proof. What are you going to run to make a shvua for? Just make shvuas. So we see that who can make a shvua? Shomer chinam. Even a shomer chinam is limited when he can make a shvua. A shomer sachar makes a shvua. This is Rabbi Eliezer words. Tamia, I don't understand what's going on here. That was answer number one to this whole steer between the two Rabbi Meirs. That Rabbi Meir in the one hand, it seems that Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah seems to imply that a Shomer Chinam, right, that a Shomer Sachar would make a Shvua, and a Shomer Chinam would the Nitkal love Poshayahu, that if he just trembles, not a Poshaya. And other than the Brayta that says that a Nitkal is a Poshaya. So the first steer was, the mistake, they're not the same people who said the Brayta and the Mishnah, different sources. And then we had the whole Malach of the Mishnah, understanding that Mishnah with Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara asks all these questions. The Gemara is a second version of this whole story, another way to look at it. Rabbi Chiya bar Ava Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said to Rabbi Yochanan, that what's the Shvua that we're speaking about over here? The Shvua that we're speaking about over here, look at Rashi over here, Rabbi Chiya bar Ava. Rashi says, first he says, Logas and Elas, we don't have Ela. So El is not part of that whole story, right? Our Gemara is already edited according to Rashi. Rashi says Umilta ba'apen nafshin. In other words, this is not the continuation of the previous sugya we just spoke about. Now this is a standalone item. Milta ba'apen nafshin. They stand on their own, right? Metaretz hard deraminan leel Rabbi Meir Adrabi Meir benitkal. We're coming to give another answer now to the apparent stereo in Rabbi Meir with regards to nitkar. I'm Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar says Tavara. He gave one answer. He says that's different people. The whole thing is mistaken. Rabbi Chiya bar Ava Paliga Rabbi Lazar. He gives a different one. He says, Rabbi Lazar, you're wrong. You don't have to say that they're two different people. I'm Alolam Chat Tanu. It's one Tanu that taught us both Mishnah and the Brayta. So how come in the Mishnah it seems that he says that Nitkal love Poshaya, and in the Brayta he says Nitkal is a Poshaya? So he says, V'Nitkal Vadai Poshayu. And he says, Nitkal is certainly a Poshaya. So why is he patur from a shvua then if he's a poshaya? How come the shvua patrus him? So that's what he's going to answer now. So Rabbi Yochanan says, shvua zu takanat chachamim. The shvua, yeah, you're right. Min ha'ikar adin, a nitkal is a poshaya. So how can he make a shvua? He says, the shvua is a takana of chachamim. Chachamim say that he can make the shvua. Right, Rashi, look at Rashi, the very first narrow line. Paterba, come and finish my mishtabeh ha-pasha, to make him patur, and we're going to see now in a moment, what is the shvua paturim from? So says Rabbi Yochanan, she'im yata omer, and if you don't, or maybe it's Rabbi Chiya bar Avi, explain Rabbi Yochanan, says, if you don't say this, that he'd be patur, look at Rashi, potro min ha-tashlumim keshe nitkal, that if he is a nitkal, and we're going to patur him from having to pay, so then, ein lecha adam ha-mavir chavit lechavir, makom makom. Nobody would touch their friend's stuff. Because if a guy gave you a barrel, so I can't touch it. Why? Because if I touch it, even if there was a little bit of negligence, even if I wasn't negligent, and it seems like I was never going to be chayev. So therefore, nobody would touch things. If everybody would touch it, nobody would take them. Nobody would look after stuff for you because they're going to be scared. Right? They're going to be scared. In other words, you've got to be careful when you make a person liable, because at the end of the day, you don't want to put so much fear in him that he's now, you know, won't help you at all because he's scared of the consequences. So to facilitate this as a normal situation, a normal environment, you've got to give a person an out. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that the shvuah comes from, even though we might, Rabbi Meir says that a nitkal is a poshaya. But we can make him, allow him to make a shvuah to defend himself, to facilitate a situation where he'd help people. So now the Gemara says, v'heichim mishtaba. Right, look at Rashi, v'heichim mishtaba. He says, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who says the contrary Meir, that he's a varai a poshaya. So how can he make a shvuah? What's he going to say? I wasn't a poshaya. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, what's the shvua? Shelo b'chavana shavartia. Right? He doesn't say that I wasn't poshaya, because he could have been a bit more careful maybe, and then he would have, but he said, I didn't do it on purpose. Okay, so there's a difference now. We're seeing fine differences here between negligence and intent. So the guy, what he's saying, he's not saying I wasn't negligent, so I didn't intend to break it. Maybe I could have taken more caution, and I might, if I would be more careful, I might not have broken it. But, you know, but what can you do? It had happened. I wasn't the most careful, but one thing I can promise you, I make a shua, I didn't intend to break it. Okay, and that will already exempt. Now, that is what Rabbi Meir wants to say. So that Rabbi Yochanan explained why. That's what Rabbi Meir said. Why do you even if you were nitkal and you were a posheya and you even as a shomer sachar, you can make such a shvua? Otherwise, guys wouldn't even take it on for payment. So even a shomer chinam, you don't make a shvua and a shomer sachar. And now comes along Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, Eliezer in the Mishnah, and says, "V'tamiani." So the Gemara says, "V'atrabi." And then we had in the Braita. Remember, we had in the Braita when the Gemara started. We saw a bright that said, "Amavi chavid chavid mekol makom v'shavra bein shomechin meshomer sachar yishavad Rabbi Meir." And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shomechin amishavad osay sachar yishleim." Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. So now the Gemara, now in light of Rabbi Yochanan, learns the sugya now through this explanation that Rabbi Meir said that a shomer sachar shomechin gebad mekeshvua. Why? Because even a shomer sachar normally can't make a shvua. Yeah, he can make a shvua, as he wouldn't even take it on if he had to get paid, because he's going to be too careful. He's going to be too scared. So Chachamim said, make the shvua. You didn't have intent. If at Rabbi Yehuda the Meimar, Shel Bechira Mishavad, says Chayu Shalem, Hakadina, Hakadina. No, don't agree with that. That's what they mean. Machlo Rimei Rabbi Yehuda. Is did Chameka Takar not? Rabbi Meir says yes. Rabbi Yehuda says no. And then if at Rabbi Lazar the Meimar in, yes, in fact Cham did make a takana and Gemara Kerabi Meir. Look at Rashi. Tishnehen Turin b'shvua, both the Shomer Sach and the Shomer Chinam are both Turin b'shvua. Shamati af ani, says Rabbi Elazar, also heard that. Umiyu temi ani, I'm surprised. Look at Rashi, the Bishlom Shomer Chinam mishtabed lo pasha, he makes a shvua that he wasn't poshe, he was negligent. The Anad Ba'amuk, Rabbi Yehuda Sfirli, the nitkala poshe hu v'lav ones, and a Shomer Sacha. Right, he said, because he paskins that the nitkala poshaya, where Rabbi Meir says he is a poshaya, so he hasn't got a problem with all of this, because he was never poshaya in the first place. So then he says, "Bishlam Shomer Chinam Mishtabeh Ashlo Pasha." But I understand how Shomer Chinam can do it because he wasn't negligent. Shomer Zachar Amayim, what's he making a shvua on? Kilo Pasha. Even if he wasn't a poshaya, by Shlom he's chayav anyhow for gneiva va'aveda. And then he carries on. Says, "Afilu Shomer Chinam, even Shomer Chinam can't make a shvua in any circumstances." Ha, the Gemara Komidro. We understand it was a slippery slope, but he was going to fall down. He could say, "I wasn't negligent." Shomer Komidro, if he was walking uphill, obviously he was negligent. He might see Mishtabesh Lo Pasha. Can he say, "I wasn't negligent"? Of course he was negligent. Otherwise, he wouldn't have fallen uphill. Va'afilu Makomidro. Now we go back to the poshaya of the Shomer Chinam. Even if he's walking downhill, he can't make a shvua under any circumstances. Ha, the Lechek Lechek. Right, that's where they want 80. How did he create? They are 80. Nati Raya Ve'yipater. How did Tani Yisib Ben Yudomer and Raya? So that's another way of learning the sugya now, of bringing Rabbi Yehuda in, Rabbi Eliezer in, and the whole sugya to understand exactly what's going on over here, with the Tamiya in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, Tamiya ani, you can. So we can see that the one hand is two different tanners who taught the bride to the Mishnah, and the one in the Rabbi Meir says, Nitkal Poshe, in the Mishnah he says, Love Poshe. And now in the Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says, no, it can be the same Tana. The machloket is whether there was a takanat chachamim or not,
with regard to a net kapush even a shomer sachar, otherwise a guy wouldn't want to bring look after the goods. And the whole rest of the shakl and tari with the bright of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Hud and Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah, and the whole malach of here and bringing in Isi bar Yehuda, right? Isi ben Yehuda, all 15. Everybody followed that? I went through it very quickly, but I think it was pretty straightforward. Okay, so now on the story of Isi ben Yehuda, who limits this idea of making a shvua if they ate him around. There was a guy who was moving around barrels of wine. Baristaka de mechoza. Rashi says over here, aristaka de mechoza is in the rechava, in the square, in the kikar of mechoza, in a public place. And we'll see why a public place is relevant over here, right? Because he ate him around. People can see what's going on. Vatavra beziza de mechoza. And he broke it on one of these zizas. Rashi says over here, ziza is a korah. It's a kotel with like some beams coming out of the wall. And it pokes sticks out into the public space. And he was carrying this barrel and it smashes on that. So now the guys want to sue Rava. He wants his, the Gavri, he wants to sue this guy who broke his stuff, brings him to Beit Din. Atla Kamen Rava, he comes to Beit Din. So Amalei, Rava says to him, listen, mate, Risika de Mechoza, Shechichi Ba Inshay. He wants to make a shvur, maybe, you know, that he wasn't a Poshaya. Rava says, what are you playing games for? Risika de Mechoza, public space, the people around. Right? Zilai, Tiraya, be put there. Go bring Adim here that saw that you were very careful what you were doing. You weren't a Boshay and you patter you. So Amar Rav Yosef Rei, so Rav Yosef, Rav's son, sitting there in the baiting, he's like he's a stagir, right? He's doing his apprenticeship there, you know, with his father. Singing's going on. He says to his father, he says, are you passing like Rav Isi Ben Yehuna? He says, come on, Kisi. So Amar Lek, Ein, Kin, Kisi. Vesviran Kevate. And we passing like him, he says. Aloch Lamase, Rav brings Aviyah, Isi Kvate. In other words, a shvur isn't necessarily needed. If you got Adim, go bring Adim first. Now the story is a hugar, but Azil Amalel Chavre. A guy says to his friend, listen, the Zil Zavindi Abamea Dane Chamre. Go buy me 400 barrels of wine. What's that one?
When they say like they're Paskin Rav Isi, but in general, is general Paskin Nachon?
But that means halacha lemaaseh, like him. In other words, if you've got Adim, then you don't rely on a shvua. That's what I think. Well, what?
In general, we agree with him in general, and not specific.
Svira lan kevate. What do you mean, we paskin like him? Svira lan kevate. Why do you tell me why you're saying what you're saying? I'm assuming that you've read something there, so share with us.
First of all, that's the way they translated into in English.
When we say svira lan kevate, that means halacha is like him. Maybe there's an extenuating circumstances that halacha wouldn't be like him. Halacha is never like everybody, always. Even when you pass me, you say halacha is like Rava and Abai, halacha like Rava, if there's extenuating circumstances, you might be able to, you know, but halacha is never like one person in every single set of circumstances. But I think what the Gemara is saying here is Svirlan Kavate. Why am I sending him to go find Adim? Because that's, I'm looking on my daf, if there's anything here that says differently. You're saying that in your art scroll, they actually write there the word in general. But
I can't understand it, to be honest.
Right, I mean, my Hebrew one, I'll just tell you what the Hebrew one says. Interesting, we saw yesterday, the other day, we had a steerer, right? Robert said Chamra was wine, and I said Chamra was a donkey. And when we checked, the English art scroll said wine, and my Hebrew version, when I checked, said donkey. So it's always worth watching. They're not the same editors, by the way. No, they're different editors. Edited the English and the Hebrew one, obviously. But they're very similar. Let's look what he says over here. He says, "Ein achem psikati ken kedat isi ben Yehuda usvir lan kvada va'anu sovrim kemoto lahalacha." We pasken like him lahalacha. There's a note over here, 18. Kavish shaniach shebadei achmatzal arba meot. I don't know. That's something else. That's the next halacha. Sorry. That's amar le usvir lan kvada. Va'anu sovrim kemoto lahalacha. Same thing. We pasken like him lahalacha. Here you are, it was worth going to see this note. I didn't get to the note. It's worth seeing this. There's a ritva over here. It's worth seeing this. Shkoach, we got there now. I'm glad we got here. But it widens the scope, not limits the scope. Look at the ritva says. Maybe some of you got it in your notes as well. Look in our footnote. The ritva says, he's mechadesh. He says, the ritva brings a chidush over here. That when Rava says Svirlan Kevate, we hold like him, that not only in the case of Shomrim do we hold like Isi Ben Yehuda, But even in other circumstances of toin venitan shamra bahem torat shvua, any time there's a place where there's a shvua involved, shebechol makom shkemen efshut lahavi raya ba'edim adam neman lihipater b'shvua. Read a comment so far, Yarash Monashe. Any time the Torah makes you says that there's an option for a shvua, if there's a possibility to bring Adim, we don't rely on the shvua. That's the Ritva. Okay, so it was worth seeing that. And he said, look at the end of the era 18. He said like this, where he says that this, and the Ritva says that the Kavona Rav, when Rav said, he says he stresses, when Rav is stressed, Usvirlan Kavate, we hold like him, he meant to say, Va'anu Sovrim Ke'isi Ben Yehuda B'chol Mine Shvua. In all types of Shvuas, we are like Isi Ben Yehuda. So maybe that's what they mean when they say in general. In other words, not only specifically to this case. Do you understand? So you might have interpreted in general to be like a limitation, as a generally, but not specifically. He says, no. He says, in general, not only in the case of a Shomer, even in other cases when there's a possibility for a Shvua, if they aid him around, we don't use a Shvua. Okay, but Adim seems to be the first choice. And if we haven't got Adim, then we rely on Shvua. Okay, Shkoach. There's another story over here. Go buy me 400 barrels of wine. Not a wine, right? 400 barrels of wine, not a wine. So Azal Zavni went and bought them for him. So he comes to see the wine. And Amarle Zvinilach, Abimelech, I bought them for you. However, v'takifu lehu. Well, they're all gone sour. Or not sour. How do you say chmitz? Not sour. You go like vinegar. What's vinegar? Whatever. You know? Rashi says here, v'takifu lehu all hichmitzu. They're all gone vinegary. So after the come at the rabbi, come to his baiting again. So the guy wants to make a shvua. He said, listen, what do you want from me? I wasn't a poshaya. I did my best. I tried my hardest. I went to buy the wine from the best vineyards and the best winemakers, and I did my best. What can I do if they go off? So Amarle, so Rava says to this guy, listen, mate, Arba Meya Dane Chamra Tekifi, when 400 barrels of wine go bad, Kale Itle Lemilta. People know about that. That's not just a barrel goes bad. If one out of 400 barrels, it happens that the wine went bad. But all 400 barrels of wine, that's too much. That's not a coincidence, right? Zil aiti raya de mikara ki mizamt lehu chamre ma'al yahava bifateh. Go bring me Adim. Again, I'm not like on a shvua, yeah? 400 barrels. People who know what's going on. In other words, it seems fishy. Right? So he says, go bring me Adim that you did your good job. Right? And we'll be okay. Look, Rashi says over here. Kale itlehu eman mechmitzu. The people know when 400 barrels go bad, where they went bad. Eitzel mi hayu, where were they? Vishal mi hayu, and who they belong to? Shema shechayu, he says. Maybe they were yours, these 400 barrels that you claim to have bought for this guy. Or kanita chometz bedamim pechutim. Or you went and actually bought vinegared barrels. In other words, bad wine that had already gone bad. Velo etzlechay chmitzu. They didn't go bad at you. Maybe you try to stock the guy. You're charging him full price for wine. Meantime, you went and bought somebody's bad wine and you just got a cheap deal. Now you're trying to hand it over to him. Fin fishy. Somebody of your separated the same idea. He says, what command ki isi? You pass like isi, but in ki isi, vesvira lan kevate. We hold like isi. Okay, atkin Rav Chia bar Yosef besichra. So Rav Chia bar Yosef made a takana in sichra. Now there's a Rashi over here in from Daf Mem Bet on this Masechta, where he says, sichra the Shama Makom in a town. In the place sichra they lived. He says, hane de daruba agra ve'itbar neshalem palga. These guys, now these, the Daru Ba'agra, these are like porters, okay? Daru over here, they carry stuff around. Rashi explains over here that Mot Kafuf Be'emtzov, Nutnot Tefo, Venose Shnei Badim, Beshnei Rasha, Venose Bo Masakaved. Guys who put like, you know, when you see people carrying, like they put these, some sort of like a bent pole over their necks, which enable them to hold something like this, and they've got things tied on either side, and they carry bags full of stuff, and that's how they hold it over their shoulders, and they carry things to keep them balanced so it won't fall, right? That sort of stuff. A guy like that. And it breaks. Nishlam, he pays half. He's responsible for half the damage. So why is one for half the damage? So my time ago says, Nafish the chav azut l'tray. Because really, it's too heavy for one person to carry on his own. But he acknowledges that it's not enough to go and get two people to be in the job to carry together. So the guy thinks that he can do it, he can manage whatever the case is, and therefore look at the Gemara, karov la'ones v'karov la'pshia. It might be honest, it might be pshia. We're not 100% certain. It's like a bit of a mutal b'safek story over here, right? Is he fully responsible? Not responsible, he's making pay half. Bedil bedigla mishalem kula. So he says, yeah, in digla, Rashi says, what the daru bedigla? Not bedigla in the place digla, but that was the daru, honey the daru, and if they were using a digla, then they pay the whole amount. Rashi tries to explain you what this digla is. He says, "Eitzbefut salbro shos like split at the top, the koshebo masah ben shnei adam, and he splits between two people. The machlit savaro ben shnei, I don't know, the koshebo masah shnei ben adam. He puts on the double amount of weight. He puts around his neck, and it's again over his shoulders, and it's called in Ashkenaz a gavla for a shosh matei aroch, and the pole goes all the way down. And it's got like a long sort of like handle, and he can put it in the ground when he wants to rest. Try and picture in your mind some sort of contraption for carrying things." Using heavy weights. In a case like this, if it damages, he pays the whole amount. Okay, this is already too much. And here, Mishalim Rashi says, because it's Pshia, Sheharbem, Shibama Sashtav, he took basically the weight of two people on his back, and he knows he couldn't have managed, and therefore when it breaks, he was basically responsible. Rabbi Bar Chana, Tabule Hanu Shakule Chavita Chamra, Shakale Glimayu. Says, Rabbi Bar Chana, so he Tavule Henu Shakulai. Rashi Shakulai, these were like Nosei Masaot, Vetabule Shelo Makom Midron. They were walking in a place that wasn't slopey, and it was Pshia, and Inami Bedigla, or they were carrying one of these double things with the too much. So he said, Tabule Hinu Shakulai, Chavit, a barrel of wine of his. Shakulai Glimayu, he took away their coat. In other words, he said, you guys owe me money, and they haven't got money to pay, so he grabbed one of their coats. So Atu Amulura, they came and told Rav the story, whatever Rachana did to him. So Amale, so Rav says to Rav Chana, Havlu and Gilimai, give him back his coat. Right? Some nice Musar you have to enter Perek. So Amale, Dina Hachi, is that a mamash la aloha? He says to Rav, I've got to pay them, but they broke my wine, they were negligent. So Amale, in, that's the aloha, why? Leman telech bederech tovim. The whole pasuk is, you should go in the way of the good, the orchot tzadikim tishmor, and be guard the ways of the righteous. So he says, that's because derech tovim, give him back the coat. That's a nice thing to do, Rashi Davia, lifni mishrat adin. Lech bederech tovim. You don't have to, but aloha, be nice. You can be you can be generous, right? Yav lo glimayu. They gave him the, he gave him back the coat. Amra, these porters say to him, Aniye anan. We poor people. V'tarchinan kule yoma. And we've been working the whole day. V'kfinan leitlan midi. He says, we got nothing. Rashi Davia, re'evim anu, we hungry. Bring from Yecheskel. And we don't have anything. We're poor people. And on the klum, we got nothing. So Amale, so Rav says to Rabbi Bachana, Zila Vagra, pay them their wages. So Rabbi Bachana looks at him, what are you talking about? Amale, Din Achi, that the halacha, I'm going to pay them? The guys broke my wine, they were negligent. What was going on? He says, Amale, in yes, V'orchot tzadikim tishmor. You got to go the way of the righteous. In other words, maybe you're right. You could have sued the guy, you could have beaten them, you could have taken away their stuff. They're poor anim. They didn't come to destroy your stuff. It happens. People step, bit of generosity. Lev Rachav, nice pasuk over here from Mishlei. Leman telech bederech tovim. Walk in the way of the good. Ve'orchot tzadikim tishmor. And guard the ways of the righteous. Tadran lach asoch ira umnin. Tadran lach asoch ira umnin. Tadran lach asoch ira umnin. Okay. So, sorry? Absolutely. Okay, so that's a nice way to end the whole parak of talking about workers. We start the new parak now. So if you want, you can start your new volume if you have an art scroll. Otherwise, you can still carry on, still on this amud. We spoke about umanin. That was our umanin, like artisans, etc. Kablanim. Now we're talking about asocher apoalim. Okay, so the Mishnah is like asocher apoalim amalim mashkiv alarif. Now you hire workers, and you say to them, get up early and work late, right? You're going to work, your day is going to be a long day. Lashkim l'ariv. So the Mishnah says, makom shnagu shlo lashkim l'or ariv, and rashay nakofan. If the minag of the place is that the worker works from sunrise to sunset, which we'll see in a moment, that's the basically, that's the hours of the worker, from sunrise to sunset. Not alo la shachar, from not from. In other words, we've got Netzach Chama and Alot HaShachar. That's what I'm looking for. Netzach Chama. Alot HaShachar is earlier than night. It's not from Alot HaShachar. It's from Netzach Chama, from sunrise to Shkir to sunset. You can't force him. Makom, Mishnah's over here. Makom shenahagu lazun yazun. In places where the minhag is, they get food. Give them food. In Israel today, almost everybody comes to work in big companies. Expect lunch, right? You got to give them lunch. Lesapek b'metika, right? So Rashi's over here. What do you mean lesapek b'metika? This is over here. I thought there was a Rashi. Metia lifting. Like I'm gonna give them sugar for their tea. Okay, you got to give them sugar for their tea, right? Hakol keminhag medina. Everything like the minhag medina. Now look at the Tosfot over here. So there's a nice little Tosfot over here. It's one Tosfot on the Daf, and it's nice. I want to read it because there's a bit of something which we haven't really spent too much time talking about the Balei Tosfot, but the Tosfot over here. Socher Apolim Amar Lehem Lashkim Ulariv. So it says Piresh Ri, right? Who's Ri? Ri is Ri Azaken. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Shmuel. Now the master Baal Tosfot, if you want to say, right? Yeah, the Balei Tosfot basically started as the son-in-laws of Rashi. And it developed in France and in Italy a bit, and a few in England, whatever the case is, and in some in Germany as well. It was a few hundred years of the Balei Tosfot, but really they came out of the Rashi's dynasty. The master Tosfot was Rabbeinu Tam. That was Rashi's grandson, Rabbi Yaakov ben Shmuel. Rabbi Yaakov ben Meir, sorry. Why was he called Rabbeinu Tam? You know, he was called Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting. His name was Yaakov. And Yaakov is Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. That's how Yaakov was called. Yaakov was called Ish Tam, right? Yoshev Olim. He never left. Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbi Yaakov. That's how it's called Rabbeinu Tam. And he was the master of Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, to the extent Rabbi's given shir on it, it's unbelievable. Rabbeinu Tam considered himself like a Sanhedrin, by the way. And he paskin aloha like a Sanhedrin. Okay? Now, he had a nephew. His nephew was the Ri Azaken. So that was like the next generation. Okay, there were three brothers. There was the Rashbam, we know the Rashbam from the parashah in the Torah, and the Rashbam, we'll see him coming up, Baba Batra, there's the Rashbam, who took over from Rashi. Right, that was the one brother. There was the Rivan, I think his name was, another brother of the Rambam, right? The Rivan, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Meir, he was Rabbi Yitzchak. And then there was Rabbi Yaakov ben Meir. So these are three, the Rashbam, Rabbi Shlomo ben Meir, Shmuel ben Meir, sorry, Rabbi, you get confused because Rabbi Yitzchak, also Rabbi Yitzchak ben the Ri Azaken, it's also ben Shmuel, but not the Rashbam's son. So he was had a sister Miriam, right? There were three brothers and a sister. The sister's son is Ri Azaken, and he's like in the next generation, like the king of the Balei Tosfot. Because you got Rabbeinu Tam, a heavy, heavyweight Tosfot, and Ri Azaken, heavy, heavyweight Tosfot. So he says over here, the quote in Parish Ri, Beshesachran Stame, when you're just hiding without specifying a deal, Vamar Lahem, Achar Sheiskiran, and after you already hired them, Kvar, right? Lashkimu Lariv, then you can't do it to the Mishnah. Imitnami, Ikara, Akolafitnao. So says Ri, this Mishnah is talking about the default. But you can employ a person on any conditions. If they accept the conditions, you can employ a person to work 20 hours a day. If you're going to pay them sufficiently, and that's the terms that he accepted. That's the terms that he accepted. Like doctors, when they do their stage, they always complain. You see all the doctors complaining. They expect them to work long hours. If you accept it, you accept it. You can't come along and say, well, the Torah says I can only work from sunrise to sunset. Okay, so that's the Mishnah here. So now it says, Mishnah says, Master Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya Shamar Lebino. Yochanan said to his son, so we saw this Gemara the other day, recently, not so long. He says, Seth Shonan Poin, go hire us workers. Halach v'pasak lehim as well. He went and agreed to give them food with meals. The Keshevai Shlaviv, Amarlo, when he came to his father said, what are you talking about? Beni, Afuli Matao Selahem Kesurat Shlomo Beshatol, Yatsai Yachavan Chaimahin. You can't, you were too general. You said, I'm going to give you guys food. You got to be more specific, because you can't say that. He's a Jew. He's entitled to a feast like Shlomo, and the feast of Shlomo HaMelech was Shlomo B'Sha'ato, Yilot Yerubato, Shehem B'nei Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov. Look at Rashi, the very love of Shlomo. Avraham G'dola Mishol Shlomo. And Avraham's suitors were even bigger than Shlomo's suitors. Ela, so the Mishnah says like this, Ela Ad Shlomo Yitzhilu Melacha, even if you brought them, until they actually started their work, You can change the kodesh. You can have bread and some legumes. Right? So that's the condition he says over here. Look at Rashi. Up until now, it was just dvarim. Now the Bach points at a bit of a stira. And if you're changing the terms of kodesh before they start to work, that's not called chasar emunah, where you're backtracking. And then you remember we had the case of the curse. Remember that? Then you chayv of the curse, right? Of... Right, once I started working, it's too late. So he says, He says, don't even necessary to make such conditions, because when you employ a person, you say that includes meals, it's the meals that are accepted standard meals in the town, in the country, in the Medina, what convention is. So if you get, like what they call those cards you get, there's a word, I forget the word now, 10 bis, right? So if you know that that's what the 10 bis is, so 10 bis doesn't allow you to go to a five-star hotel and eat a meal for 350 shekels. It allows you to go to one of the restaurants in the area and get a aruchat mitzorayim, you know, a lunch story. Okay, once a month. Whatever, the minhag of Medina is right. So what says, new pshita? What's the chidush over here? What says, no, there is a chidush. Lord, you had the tafelehu agrai. Because you might have paid him a bit more than the normal wage. Right? And then, what would we think? Amalehu. You could say to them, hi, the tafelehu agrai. Why am I paying you more? Adate de makdamitu machashchitu bahadai. Because I'm expecting you to work longer hours. Kamashmulan, you can't do that. They were taught and said, no. How the tough one that you paid us more is you're expecting us to work a little bit better. You think that we're going to give you better work than the other guys, and that's why you're paying us more. It's got nothing to do with the longer hours. Because Amresh Lakish, Lakish Poel, because this is amazing. I look at this. Listen to this. Poel beknisato shlo betziato mishol balabait. Travel time. Who pays for travel time? If your work is from 7 to 7, right? Do you have to be at work at 7? Or do you have to start leaving on your journey to go to work at 7? And if you've got to be home at 7, can you have to leave work at 7? Or just means you leave work in time to get home at 7 and the travel time is al-cheshbon, your balabait? That's the question. So the Mishnah says, Reish Lakish says, po'el beknisato mishelo. Look at this, coming home at night is on his time. He could only leave work at the end of the work. However, in the morning, says Rashi, when he's going to work, Michel Barabait. So Netzachama is the beginning. You don't have to wake up. You have to be at work at Netzachama. But you expected to have started making your way to work by Netzachama. Right? You have to get up at Rosh Hashanah. That's basically what he's saying over here. Right, so that's interesting. Because the pasuk says, gather yourself together at the beginning of the morning. Right, Rashi, hachayot, the animals yasfun hachayot. Teshet choshech v'ilayla bo tizmosh kol chayoto ya'ar tizrach hashem v'chulei. V'samich Rashi yatsa adam lefualo v'alato adai arev ad shetechshach. Basically, from the time that you start to get animals in the morning, you start getting up. That's the time when they start getting up together until the night. So, of course, I don't understand. Why are you telling me this, Rava? Why don't we see what the minhag of the makom is? So he says, you come. What about Ir Chadasha? Set up a new town. Let's say Mori'im was a new town a couple of years ago in Israel. There's no minhag in the town yet. So how do you establish the minhag? So he says, no. So we go and we see what the Torah tells us. So why don't we see where the people come from and see what the minhag was, where they came from? Because you can't. Keep a kuntai. They came from all of different places. People came from all over the country to come and live there. Everyone's come to their own minhag. So everyone's going to do their own thing. So you resort back to the halachas of the Torah. Even another possibility is, Eber Eima, the Amalehu, the Agritoli, Kapoel Doraita. Or if a guy says, you know what, I'm here, I want to work according to the condition of the Torah. Then that's not the guy. When the Torah says, then we know that Reish Lakish is telling us what the Torah says. Darash Rabbi Zaira, Vamila Tan Rabbi Yosef. Some Rabbi Yosef was the one who taught a brighter. My dichtiv, Tashet Choshech Vilay, the passage we saw a moment ago. Tashet Choshech Vilayla Votir Mosko Chadayar. It says Tashet Choshech Vilayla means what? Haolam Hazeh Shedomer Laila. Tashet Choshech Vilayla, when the dark comes, this is the world, this is dark. This world is like Laila. Votir Mos Chayota Yar, when they all trample in the fields of the forest. Eilu Rasha'im, those are the wicked people there. Shedomin Chayashvi, they're similar to, they're like wild animals in the forest.
says Tizrach Hashem Yesh Yasfud, when the sun shines, gather yourself. What does it mean? Chachshvei, that's the tzadikim. Yasfun Rishim Negehinom. So the tzadikim, the sun shines on the tzadikim, and the Rishayim are gathered into Gehinom. Says the bright over here that every tzaddik will have a good place to live according to his kavod. Rashi in Shabbos it says, "Kol echad v'echad lebeit hamuchan lo." We got their own places. So now the Gemara says like this: Yatzah adam lefoalo. Right, the pasuk it says Yatzah adam lefoalo, explaining the pasuk of Yatzei adam lefoalo. The guy goes out to work. What is that? It says over there, Yetzei, Yetzu Tzadikim, Lekabel Shechan, Tzadikim, got to get their sachar. That's what it means, Yatsa Adam Lefualo. Vela Avodoto Adai Arev, and at night, what does it mean, Adai Arev? Bemish Yeshtim Avodoto Adai Arev, the guy who finished his work. So look at Rashi, he says over here, Adai Arev, Ad Yom Moto, till he dies. So he'll go out and get his sachar. What does that mean? He finished his job. He did what he had to do in this world. He'll get his sachar in the next world. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ashkach, Vishnah, the Gemara, I got it to them. I'm going to go through him very quickly over here. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Ashkach Lehupar Hugna, the Kataf is Ganbe. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Yochasan, Rabbi Elazar finds a guy who works for the government. He's like one of these detectives, and his job is to catch thieves. Amar Lehechi Yecholtle, how do you do this? He says, Lavke Chayuta Matile, aren't these people like they're Nimshal, Matile, Mashule, they're like wild animals. Rashi says over here, they hide themselves. How do you know that you're getting what you think? Criminals are compared to wild animals, they hide away. So some say it was a different pasuk he quoted. Kamalei said, they lay in the hidden places, right, like a lion. Besukot in the hidden digouts there in the sukkot. So Dilma Shakal Tzadik v'Shavakta Risha, maybe you made a mistake and you grabbed the tzaddik and you threw him in as it with a rashaim, and the guy's going to get punished. Look, Rashi, Dilma, how did you shakal the tzaddikim? That tzaddikim made a mistake. So Amarlei, so he says to me, my avid, what do you want from me? Harmana demalka, I'm instructed by the king. Rashi's mitzvah amelechi. So Amarlei, so Rabbi Elazar Shimon says to me, I'll give you advice. You know what? I'll teach you how you can do it to make sure the guys that you're catching are real ganovim and not mistaken. He says, oh, but Arba Shai Lechanut, they're going to the shop. Rashi says over here, Barabba Shai Shi Shatsu, that time when people eat their breakfast, 4 hours in the morning, bed, like at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then they go and have breakfast. That's where Aruchat Eser, right? You know Aruchat Eser? In Israel, everyone has Aruchat Eser at 10 o'clock. Why? Because it's 4 hours. The day starts at 6 o'clock. And by 4 hours into the day, everyone's hungry to eat. So that's Aruchat Eser. Right? And the Chazita Inshay, the Kashad Echamim, you see guys, they're sitting at 10 in the morning drinking wine. The Kanakit Kasab, they're holding a cup in their hands. The Kemenam name. And they're busy dozing off. So these are guys that at 10 in the morning already having a bit of wine and they're tired. So now he says, you can check. There could be a couple of different types of people. And we understand now through process of elimination who they are. He says, show it over there, ask the guy. Eat some rabbanana and huven nyayem. If he's a talmid chokham and he's sleeping. So we understand why. Why? Akdume kadmikes, you go very early in the morning to learn. That's why he's sleeping. If he's a hard worker, schar yom a guy gets paid on the day. He says, kadim kavid avid a day. Got it ready to work. And that's why it's via vidite la belilia. And if he was working at night, maybe do that radi. He said, what was he doing? Rashi explains certain types of work that he did. He'd be like stretching out steel cable or whatever, because it doesn't make noise. There's no hammers involved. And that's a sort of nighttime work. And that's why he's tired. V'ilo say, isn't it tamid chochem? Isn't it poor yom? Isn't it poor lila guy work through the night? Then why is he sitting around at 10 o'clock in the morning having a schnapps there and dozing off? Ganava hu v'tafse. Then you know he's a ganef. Look at Rashi v'lachachu. Yes, that's why he's sleeping. Shiro belayla la'arov or v'achim or lachfor batim. He was up the whole night busy stopping people on the roads and in dark and stealing from them or digging under people's houses. And that's why he's tired. And then you can catch him. So now this word of advice that Rabbi Elazar Shimon gives this guy, ishtame milte bei malka. The king hears. Yes, Rabbi Elazar Shimon. He understands the terrain. He knows how to catch people. Amru Karyane Digar to the guy who read the letter. In other words, the storyteller. Iu Liave Prunka. Or Parvanka, I think is the right word of saying. Parvanka. I want him to be my detective. Mashallah. So at you and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. They bring him, they employ him now. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. He now gets the job of the Parvanka. And he's now out there looking for criminals. The Katafi's gone very fast. And he carries on and does his job.
Meantime, Shalach le Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha is sometimes referred to Rabbi Akiva's son, right? Because Rabbi Akiva was considered a kireach, a bald guy. So sometimes the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha was Rabbi Akiva's son. He sends him a message to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's son. He says, Chometz ben Yain, you vinegar, the son of wine. Your father was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai bar Yochai, he was wine. And what have you? You've become spoiled, you rotted, you vinegar. Why? At batata moseri moshe lelohen lariga. Because obviously, who was he catching? He was catching Jews. So he says, where are you going to be until you stop sending people from God's people to be killed? Right? Quite a statement. Right? He says, Rashi ben Tzadik. He says, Chometz ben Yain. So Shalach Lei, so he retorts to him. He says, Kotzim ani mechale min akirim. It's not true what you're saying. I'm taking thorns out of the vineyards. So Shalach Lei, so Yavo Bala Kerim, the Bala Kerim, who's that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, because the Kerim of Hashem, Tzvopet, is the children of his army. V'yachalet Kotzav, and he will take out the Kotzav Shal Kerim. I suppose he's referring to you, saying you're the one in the kotzim of the kerim. Yom echad pagabah hu koves kariyeh chometz ben yayin. One day he sees a koves, a launderer, and the launderer says to him, you're a chometz ben yayin. So he says, this chometz ben yayin, this koves, if he can be such a chutzpah, call me such a thing, I read a chatziv kulehai, he can be so chutzpan to me, shma minai rishu, he must be a rasha. This guy's a rasha. Amaleu tafsu tafsu. He sends his guards to go catch him, this koves, this launderer. Levata de nach nedate, when he calms down, azal batre le parvake. He goes to the offices where they work there, right? Velo match doesn't find him. He understands that he put him into trouble and they probably killed the guy. So Karya says about himself, this is an amazing pasuk, by the way. This is a lovely, lovely, this is what he says. Quite a pasuk of Mishnah says, "Shomer piv ulushono." If you guard your mouth and your tongue, "Shomer mitzarot nafsho." You'll guard yourself from the problems of your soul. Right? Obviously, sometimes people have their own problems. Yeah, he was a little bit insulted by the guy. Right? They say by being a little bit insulted, there was a problem of his neshama, of his nefesh. He got these guys to come and take him, and in terms of the guy getting killed. So that's what he said about himself. Right? Zikfuhu. Right, what does it mean? Zikfuhu. Talu, they hang him. They hang the guy. So now, come Rabbi Elazar himself, Tuta Zikifa, he comes to there, under the tree where the guy's hanging, but Kabach starts crying. So Amrule, so they said to him, Rabbi, don't al ye rabbi na ebenecha, don't let this be a bad thing, you don't have too much rachmonis on this guy. Shehu ubeno, him and his son, ba'alu me'urasa ba'yom ha'kipurim. You should know this guy was a rasha. Him and his son, they seduced and they had relations with an engaged woman on Yom Kippur. Now look at Rashi, says over here, and the Rabbi Rasashi, he beskila, the issue for that is skila, right? V'chol haniskalin nitalin, and all people who are killed beskila are hanged for the day as well. Says they got what they were entitled to. Hiniach yadoa b'nei ma'av, he put his hand on his stomach, and he said, Amar, sisu b'nei ma'ai, sisu, then my intestines, be glad, right? Umas feikot shelachem, kach vada'it shelachem. Alachar kama v'kama, muftach ani b'chem. Says he went off his instinct. Says just like over here, you prove that even out of safek you were right. How much more so when I'm certain b'chem, she'en rimavet lashen b'chem, that there are no worms in my stomach, that she'en b'chem. Now we'll come tomorrow with the story. It's a bit dramatic how he goes from there.